Hello, my name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. So let me ask you, the scientist says that the climate change is getting worse due to the fossil fuel use, flooding storms and wildfires are most severe now. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. So how concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Concerned, somewhat concerned.
Got it. Now, a recent study from the federal government shows that the climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 30 years but by climate change in Maryland?
I don't know.
Okay. And some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Will you support or oppose this bill?
Yes, I support it.
Strongly support or just somewhat support, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. And a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. So Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Yes.
Strongly support or just somewhat support, ma'am?
I strongly support.
Okay, understood. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. After each, just please indicate whether you will support, strongly support, or just somewhat support, or somewhat oppose, or strongly support on any of those, okay? So the first one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it.
Strongly support.
Got it. And expanding quality health care?
Say it again.
Expanding quality health care.
Strongly support.
What about protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. And increasing access to public transportation?
Strongly support.
Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms.
Strongly support.
Okay. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster.
Strongly support.
Okay. Improving electrical grid reliability. Will you support or oppose this?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Understood. All right. Right now, ma'am, we are on a 65% completion of the service. So we are about to end it up this, okay? So thank you so much for all your time. And continue with the questions that I have in here. Just let me know how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better, able to withstand the impacts of climate change, okay? So the first one is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warm world. Maryland should invest in flood management, greater reliability, resilient hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing to you?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. The next one says, big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. And now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not so convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. The next one says, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate change crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investment in this infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this to you very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing? Yeah.
Not at all convinced.
Okay, understood. Now, let me ask you, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay or share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Yeah, it'll make an impact.
Okay. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance, diminish, or will have no impact on your opinion?
It will enhance.
I'm sorry?
Enhance, my opinion.
Okay. Got it. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance, diminish, or have no impact on your opinion?
Bill what?
Pretty much to build solar farms in more parts of the state. Will this enhance? Okay, got it. And will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures that the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on the customers?
No.
Strongly oppose or just somewhat oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Okay, understood. Now, if the 2024 election, ma'am, were held at off today, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. As an independent?
None.
Got it. And the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. We are right now at a 90% completion, so it's just a few questions, ma'am. Can I have your age?
50.
Got it. And with which party are you registered to vote? Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Independent.
And what is your race, ma'am?
African-American.
Okay. Understood. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
All right. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.